Hey everybody, it's Pam and Sunny, and we are very excited. Oh boy, are we excited. Let me tell you how excited we are today. We are so excited to present to you. I'm so excited I'm out of here. Our new DigiKits. Go DigiKits for November. Yay! Okay, so let's take a look. These are really exciting, everybody. I want you to know. Okay, thank you, Sunny, for that little endorsement there. Okay, so November DigiKits, all set, pretty fresh, hot off the presses. I have examples to show you in a journal, and also, let me just shrink this up. Can I shrink that up a little bit? No. Okay, still learning how to work this new camera. Okay, all right, so let me show you what we got. We got five really cool topics here, and okay, there's a little closer. Okay. First one is called Wintry Wildlife. Yes. These are wildlife, nature scenes, and they involve winter in some way, shape, or form. Let's see if I can give you a quick rundown. And I have four, there are five sheets total in here in each set, but they, I used one in my examples, so I can show you four, and then you'll see the others in the examples. Yeah. There you go, everybody. Hope you're having lots of fun today, and maybe you're a winter lover, and wintry, you know, wishes and charms of winter are something that you like to create with. There's some beautiful imagery in here, a lot of variety, and I tried to give you some different sizes and different topics so that you could have fun and play. Okay, so that is Wintry Wildlife. Okay, next we have World Travel Series. So I'm going to do some different World Travel Series of different interesting pictures from different countries around the world. And the first one, I came across some really cool imagery from some German brochures that are all vintage, and they're really pretty and have very nostalgic, almost Art Deco style images on them, and I thought those would be a lot of fun. If anybody's doing travel journals or wish you were traveling journals, anything like that, dreaming about traveling, maybe your hope chest journal, something like that, this might give you some fun options to play with. So this is a really cool one. I just thought it's something a little bit different, and look forward to different countries coming at a theater near you. All right. And I'll show you some examples as we go through.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, there we go. That is World Travel Germany. Yay! Thank you very much, World Travel Germany. Next, we have a very nice classic one. I'm going to try and do a Christmas one every year. So this is Christmas 2021, and I just thought these were very beautiful images. Just lovely things. There, most of them are vintage or antique images. Some are from different areas of the world. And I believe some are Happy New Year, some are Merry Christmas, but somehow all related to the holiday wintry theme. And just a lot of fun, very beautiful. Just looking, she's cute. She's a little cute little girl. And very fun. Yes, I know. It's getting to be that time, isn't it? It is. It is. It's so exciting. Let's have fun this year. Let's have a low pressure, high fun Christmas, no matter what. Anybody in? You know what I mean? We just need to have some good old relaxing fun, good old times, whether you're with family or you're not, whether you're with people or you're not, doesn't matter. Just no matter what happens, we just all have a good time, or we find a way to have a good time. So let's do that. All right. Next we have Victorian flowers. So somewhere in all of these different things, the nice variety of different imagery, somewhere in there is going to be something related to a Victorian stylized flower. And they really did have a certain way of doing flowers back in the day, whether they showed up on trade cards or calling cards or advertising or postcards. I mean, all of it was just beautiful, and they really honored the flowers. I would say especially the roses, but there are other flowers in here as well, but they were really hot on the roses. You know, they seem to show up a lot in their imagery, which I thought was pretty cool. Am I getting enough light over this? Here, I'll put there, that's better. okay, always working on improving. Always working on improving over here. Okay, there's Holly, the African gray, doing his African... Oh, we just had an incident, I have to tell you. Nothing bad happened, but Holly was out, and Sunny was out at the same time, and we kind of keep an eye that they do not interact, because we don't want any incidents. And although Holly was very familiar with the other four Maltese, we didn't know how Sunny was going to be with him, and vice versa. So we just want to make sure everybody was okay. But apparently the two interacted and everybody was okay. That's what I can report. This is called Red Antique Theme. So the it's going to be like, I want to almost call it Ravishing Red, but there's a lot of beautiful imagery in this one that is based on a red theme. It can span across different global pictures, different worldly pictures, different themes, but somewhere in there is a glorious, glorious splash of red. So if you're doing a Christmas journal or a Valentine's journal, or you just love the color red, this may be one for you. It has just some stunning visuals in it. Very pretty, a very, very nice red antique collection. Most of these images are extremely old, and they're just beautiful, and I think it's wonderful that we can reach back in time and touch them again. I'm very thankful for that. So just some fun different things to play with. Yes, Holly agrees. He thoroughly agrees. He said, I liked being out. I realized that my parents forgot that my cage door was open and they were outside having lunch, and he walked right over to the couch and got up on the couch with Sunny, and thankfully when I turned around, I was outside. I turn around and look, and both of them, one is on each end of the couch, and they're looking out at us. And everybody was fine, so it's okay. But, you know, I get a little nervous Nelly here. I don't want any incidents. But, yeah. So these are the offerings for November 2021. And let's just slide over into what would be some fun ways that you can use these. And one fun way is I love to make envelopes and stuff them with things. These are something that can stand. They can be freestanding outside of your junk journal, or you can clip them into a junk journal, or just tuck them in because they're very big and they would stay. They just add like a nice extra little surprise something. And this particular one, I tied it with a sari silk, S-A-R-I, sari silk ribbon in a purple and burgundy and kind of like fallish winter jewel tones. And then I have some flowers here, which have nothing to do with fall or winter, but I just thought they were pretty. And I sewed around. See, there are no rules. No rules when it comes to junk journal making. You can have a flower in the middle of your December journal because you just decide that, and that's okay. Stamped the word journey there. I made this out of a very large piece of art paper that I found at a thrift store, and I just folded it up and made it into this big envelope. I put a big pocket on this side made out of the World Travel Germany package, and I just stuffed it with some fun goodies. Let's see what I put in here. Don't remember. Oh, here's a beautiful old cabinet card from days gone by. This is a real one. Love the dress. That looks like maybe 20s, 1920s possibly. No, does it say? This is... Oh, Prince? No, Bruce? What's that say? Can you read that? I can't read it. It's either Prince and Clara Cox. Okay, whatever. No, it's nice to meet you, both of you. And he looks a little like Lovell, what's his name? The country singer? Not Laurel Lovett, something like that. He was dating Julia Roberts at one time. Somebody will know it. Lyle Lovett. That's it, not Laurel. Lyle Lovett. Here's an old, I believe this is Russian ID of some sort. Does anybody recognize this, what this is? Is it food stamps? Is it like a workbook? Like maybe they had to stamp in and out of work or something? Or showing, I don't know. I'm thinking it's some kind of ration book, possibly. If anybody recognizes the writing or knows what this is, I'll bet somebody will. If you could share that with us, maybe you can read what that says. I was curious about these things, you know, so I just love old identification. I think it's fascinating. And here's just, this is from an old slotted punched sheet. I thought it was interesting. Just got that. And then here is a picture from the Victorian flowers. Very beautiful. Verbena. Very nice. Okay, so let's go on inside and take a peek. See what we have. Oh, there's more. Yes, these things can hold quite a bit when you think about it. So the first thing is there's a little hangover. I call these hangovers when you drop them over a journal page or the lip of an envelope. And then you can do something on the inside that's interesting. Like here, I just used some torn old, it was some kind of story about something. All acts of violence and disorderly appropriate action taken. Some railway officials. Okay, it had something to do with old railway memorabilia, and I wanted to salvage it because it was a torn page. And I just put a stamp and a sticker, and then on the back, this was the brochure, and it had the front and back on it. So I thought that was kind of cool to put in there. Beautiful imagery on there. And what else do we stick in here? We get all sorts of fun things in here. Here's a faux old postcard. It's actually a brand new postcard, but looking like a faux old. And here's another red, looks like a Christmas cactus, I think. Maybe not. Maybe not. I'm not sure. It could be a close-up of the end. I'm not sure. Okay, we'll just leave that over there. Here's an old vintage greeting card. Happy birthday to a three-year-old. Isn't that cute? That is so cute. Signed Lorraine and Irvin and Walter. There you go. Aw, that's so cute. And here's a very cool piece of, it was one of the first pages in a journal, in a ledger. It was very, very brittle. It was going to fall apart, but I just thought it was so cool because it had so much neat writing on it. And I don't even know what they were logging here, but people's names, Mrs. Boyett, 295. I mean, it could be money. Probably money related. Maybe how much is owed at the general store, something like that. Just very interesting. Yeah, here's the 1872. There we go. 1872. So some of the stuff is just so darn old and fascinating to think. It's like reaching back in time in history, you know? It's like, what were they doing? What were they thinking? What were they exploring? You don't need old stuff to make junk journals, but, you know, that's just kind of my style. I felt I was already collecting old stuff, and it gave me a place to display it. So that was kind of fun, and share it with others. Here's a corner of one of the journal tabs that I thought just, it came off. So I thought, well, why not use that? That's kind of cool. The AB, a piece of washi tape, and then there's lots of room in there. So actually a double pocket, the main pocket and this. Just one item. So let's go in here, and I didn't mark them, did I? No, we're going to have to go through and take quick peeks. Okay. So we'll just go through slowly here and see what we got. Oh, was this one? No. That was from another day. Stay focused, Pam. Where was it? There's a bunch in here, so hold your hats. They're coming. Here's one. I made just a very simple journal card, and this is from the Wintry Wildlife. And I just put the picture with some beautiful caramel-colored like a book page, and then on this was, I believe, wrapping paper, and I just thought it already had a very nice embossing on it, and then just backed it onto some scrapbook paper, and that makes a very nice, very sturdy journal card, and gives a nice place to write. It's not too thick, it's very thin, actually, very thin, even though there's four layers, extremely thin. So fun things that you can do with very thin papers. You don't always have to use thick. I just did some snowflake stamps on here and put a little fun little hairy. There's that eyelash trim again. I'm trying to use all that up. But actually, I think on the ends of paper clips with a little bit of seam binding, it's just adorable. You know, it's just adorable. So there you go. That's what we have going here. We're still recording. Oh, oh my God, you got to see this. This is what's going on over here. Yes, I put a pillow down here. And he has managed to get inside the pillowcase. Sonny, are you going to come out? Mama has fears you're going to smother. Come on out. I like it in here, Mom. It's very nice and cozy, and it's like my little cozy den. I would like to maybe come out, maybe not. But now I know the way out, so everything's okay. Are you going to be all right, Sunshine? Snacks? Sonny, want a treat? Nothing. I got nothing. All right. We're going back to crafting.
It's okay. Go ahead. I'm just fine in my cozy den.
Okay. All right. I'm going to keep an eye on you. I'm telling you, it's crazy around here. None of this is staged. That just happened on its own. have to get his regular dog bed back, I think.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We were maybe doing something else with the other. There's the other dog bed. Why did I? I don't know. I switched out for some reason. Can't remember. And there was a logical reason. He hasn't moved. Little head is still out. He's fine. Okay, so let's carry on. Carry on. You just never know. Just never know with the little guy. Did those? Okay, here's one. What is this? Oh yeah, here. This I just found. It was a piece of ephemera. This is a Reader's Digest touring guide to Britain, and I just put some fun ribbony stuff. And what I did was I there was a hole here already, and I pulled it through instead of trying to do the loop and then pull through the loop and all that stuff. I just like had it the stuff go through. It's on either side, and then I wound this little copper colored ribbon around that to snafu the top, and that made like a nice little head. It kind of directed the floppies, you know what I mean, like gave them a direction, gave it some substance. Just letting that out there. Okay, so what do we have? We have this is a page that is from the this is from the Wintry Wildlife. That's right, this is a Wintry Wildlife picture. I just love that little guy on a snowy branch. He was so cute, and I just put some stickles around him. And you notice how I went beyond the border of the page? Yes, I'm breaking the border of the page is really exciting. It's a lot of fun. And here's another one of these nested pictures on some caramelized book page, and I just glued that flat down to the page to give it extra strength. And here's just a little glassine bag with some ledger in it. And this is a removable. This is actually some old wallpaper design from an old wallpaper example book. And just kind of fun. Just kind of goofy stuff. Okay, let's see what else we got here. We have more. There's more. Oh, here's one. This is from the red. So I gave her a little bit more red. And I put across the top, I put some rubber stamps. And I dipped my little rubber stamp in brown and black and just danced across the top of that for fun. Left a little writing room. This is a little bit of some kind of silk, some random ribbon in red, and then I hand drew a little place to write underneath just for fun, and I made like a faux signature of some, you know, founding father or something that isn't really anybody, it's just a squiggle, but you know, just kind of like a document-esque looking. And what else do we have in here? Nope, that we did before. This was new. This is new? That looks new. Oh, I think I just made the pocket and this. Nope, I don't know. I think we did that before, possibly. That was before. Never mind. Oh, this is new. Okay, losing my junk journal mind here. I made a big belly band, and this is from Red Antique Theme, and this is from Christmas 2021. Cute little picture there. And I found this very old piece of an old black paper that came from a photo album, and it was very cool. It still had the remnants of the tear marks where somebody, probably could have been me, who took the pictures off. But the paper has a distinct feel to it. So if you're into the tactile texture of different papers, that's a lot of fun to add to your journals. And you can just tuck anything you like back here. I put this nice, beautiful piece of ledger back here. This is an old piece from, I think, 1840s. Yeah, 1842. Very old piece of ledger, very beautiful. I love the old ink splotches. You know, you could just picture them dipping and ink splotch. Oh, can't stop now. Got to keep going, right? That's the way it was back then. Yeah, paper was precious, so you didn't waste it. And here's just some pretty journal cards. This is from the Germany set, and this is from the Victorian flowers. So, and here we have from the Germany traveling set as well. So just some fun things that you can tuck in anywhere, anytime, any day of the week, and just have some good old darn papery fun with it. Now, if you have an extra fold up like this, that becomes an opportune place to tuck things so they don't run away on you when the journal opens. An easy way to do that. The belly band was made out of the two pictures, and then I just put some red here with a little tiny, if you can see it, like a branch with berries on it. That's a Victorian scrap, they call it. This is also, oh my God, to go to you, go to you. This is a Victorian scrap. It says, I'll trust you. And this is also a Victorian scrap, which these are real from back then. You can find a lot of reproductions out there, but there are some real ones that you can find too, which are very cool. So you get to touch those and feel what those are like. They're all pretty. And so still working on this journal. Things go. This was from, I believe that's from the Victorian florals. There's some flowers in that picture. And I just made a giant page tab out of it. So I just wanted to show you some alternative things that you can make with these. It's not always a journal card. Sometimes it's a page tab. Sometimes it's a pocket. Sometimes it's a flip. Sometimes it's a journal card. Sometimes it's a part of a booklet or a little mini journal inside. A lot of different things that you can do. So I just got to have a few ideas in front of you and be reminded. I have to remind myself too, because when you make a lot of things, they just kind of disappear and you need to make more things. So here's a little corner pocket. This is a corner pocket, or it's glued here and here. So it's a corner tuck. Technically, if it's a two-sider, it's a tuck. If it's a three or the U-shaped glue, it's a pocket. Who cares? Doesn't really matter. It holds stuff and it holds it nicely. I think I already have a bingo card in here, so we don't need that. Star coin booklet. This is an old vintage book about American and foreign coins. Very interesting. Just kind of fun ephemera for people to come across in here as they explore. I think I put something here. Oh, here's the demonstration of, this is from the red, a little woman on the dock with her red umbrella. I'm gonna use this as a flip, just to, secured with glue and washi tape. And that exposes the writing here if somebody so chooses to read about that little story there. And what else do we have that is new and interesting? Okay, so here, for example, I made this is actually a giant pocket. That's what that is, but it's made out of three pieces. And now I'm just freeing it up because I didn't free the glue, but it's free now, so I could come along and put something bigger in this giant thing. Well, not that one, because guess what? It doesn't fit, and I already have one of those. But if you had something else, you could definitely do that. Like what do you have, Pam? Can you demonstrate anything? I think they know what it's like to put something in a pocket. Okay, fine. Okay, we have something like this. Here we go. There you go. So pockets don't necessarily have to be self-contained, meaning dun dun, and your pocket, let's say your item you want to put in is a little bigger. You can extend your pocket by adding extra pieces and creating a larger pocket. So that is an option as well. And also notice that this one purposefully goes off the edges of the page to create mystique and unusualness. Yes. You'd probably not find that word in the dictionary, but we use it around here all the time. Yes, we do. That was last time. I think we did that last time too, so let's carry on. Okay, I should have put the markers in. I usually do. Sorry. I forgot this time. That was from the green theme. Oh, here. This is a writing board or a writing card. It's I would say medium thickness chipboard, and I just wrapped it in this beautiful old schematic paper. That was the original. I did the tube design. If you haven't seen that, I can hopefully link below how to do that. It was very easy. And then I put this picture of a Victorian flower on here, and I stamped Dream. It's very simple, but it's very effective. If somebody wants to come here and write something on a page, they can slip this in here to give a nice flat writing surface in case there's other bumpies in the book, and it might preclude them from having a smooth writing experience, and we certainly wouldn't want to get in the way of that. Oh, you came out. Where are you? Are you in there still? Are you deep in the... I gotta check, see if he's in the pillow. Hold on. No, he was not in there. He was actually 3 feet away from me, and I couldn't see him, but he was on the other side of the desk, so all is well. Sunbun is located, and everybody is fine. Okay, so this could be clipped onto a page. It could be tucked into a pocket. It could just be loosely inserted, and you could put it in the beginning, like maybe the back or the front of the journal, so somebody knows it's there. Now, that actually kind of looks nice there. Maybe we'll put that there. I may clip. I'm not sure yet, but you could clip it if you want to. I think my theory is if you shove enough stuff in it, nothing will fall out because it's all tight. I don't know if that's the best way to think, but oh, let's put this in here. This is a 30 Days Has September poem on there. Yeah, let's put one of those in there. It's just pretty. We'll probably put other things in there, but this will get us started. All right, let's see. So I've been seeing a lot of you are starting to embark on your first journals, and I'm so excited. That is so awesome. I'm so proud of all of you, and I think it's really cool. And I say go for it and have fun and explore and try things, and don't be afraid, and remember, it's only paper. Yeah, you guys are doing great. I'm just so proud of all of you. Life is wonderful when you make a book and you leave a book here for posterity. You never know whose hands it will come across in years from now and what it all means. Oh, here is a little, this is a decorated envelope. So I took some, what's that called, aged mahogany distress ink, which is kind of like a burgundy color, and some brown. And I did a little stenciling on this side, and I made a little pocket out of one of the red antique theme pictures, which I thought was kind of cute. And I put a little tea card in there and a little baby envelope in there, to envelope to go with an envelope. Thought that was kind of cute. And then on the inside, you can pack it with all sorts of stuff. And I just took a bunch of vintage postage stamps, some of them being red, and popped them in here. So there might be some really cool things in here. I have no idea because I don't know the value of stamps. So that's a whole other world, isn't it? Really, yeah. It's really kind of a fun world. But I used to collect when I was little, but I had no idea about value. I just liked the pretty pictures, and I probably still live in that world. So you never know what you're gonna find in here. Oh, here's a pocket I made out of some material. And I stuffed it with all these Christmas images. I thought these were really pretty Christmas images. Nice for a fall or a winter journal coming closer to Christmas time. But I would say that, you know, if the person wanted to remove them, maybe they didn't want it to be a Christmas journal all year round, they could easily just remove these and put something else in there if they want to put maybe different seasonal themes, or maybe they're going to keep these a stack aside and use a couple for Christmas this year and a couple for next year, and they can put it in whatever they're writing. And I just did a little rose leaf stamping up there and did a little cluster down here with some bits and pieces that were hanging around. Okay, let's take a peek here. That's from before. Oh, this is new. Okay, so this is an upper tuck with a picture from the red. Okay, a lady relaxing in repose there. A little piece of just a cluster up there. And then it's holding this little, this is a real old, it is a very old glassine bag. And inside I put a, this is a receipt from Quincy Sewer Department. Hey, how awesome is that? That's important to have your $44 go to a good place back in 1926. That was a lot of money for 1926. Maybe it was a business. And here I made this little mini notebook out of some wintry wildlife scenes, and this I just kept the two pieces together. Whoops, this way. On the front and the back, they were one piece, so I just folded it, and that way I had a front and back cover. Used a little copper stickles and a little bit of sari silk, and this is actually some paper from an old Russian book that had. It was just really pretty paper. Yeah, Living Language Conversation Manual in Russian, and it was like a milky. If the paper can feel milky, this paper feels milky. It has a milky, creamy feel to it. And I thought that would be perfect paper to put inside a thin little notebook inside a junk journal. You know, it's just kind of fun when you like the feel of paper. You get fascinated by things like that. It doesn't take much. And I know a lot, I'm not alone. A lot of us love the feel of paper. Or the crackle of it, the crunch, the smoothness, the velvetiness, whatever it is. We're just fascinated. And that's all right. That's all right. Oh, no, this is from the wintry wildlife scene, and in here is this pretty little picture of this little girl. Oh, let me come to you. It's better if I do that. Okay, and you can see her little face and her little outfit. Probably looks like the 30s or the 40s, maybe. Cute, huh? Oh, could be Victorian too. Who knows? Probably a longer dress in the Victorian time, I would say, but nothing on the back. We just wonder. And some old 1841, sorry, ledger here. Very cool. Love the calligraphy. It's just gorgeous back then. Just gorgeous. They really knew how to do it. And I just put some red letter paper in here. That might be fun. This was gifted to me recently. Thank you very much. And I am a bit of a old stationery addict. And thank you very much for that. I really appreciate that.
I just love this stuff. Okay, so here I made, what is this? This is like a little writing space. It's just like a booklet or a little pamphlet. It has a pocket on the back. It has an old map on the front that, you know, those gas station maps, they're great if you come across those. And this one looks like it's a French one. But they're beautiful, and you can use pieces and parts here and there. And I just put this little placard on the front, layered it with material and a little punch out, and then put the word classified. Looked like I had already done some rubber stamping. That looks like a butterfly wing that I know I have. And on the back is a little pocket. Again, I had a leftover piece of the map, so I thought, why not? Why not? And here I put an old poem, a little poem. And here is one of the wintry wildlife ones. And I just glued this little baby green paper clip up there just for fun. Just some, just grab it so they know they can pull it. And this is a lovely lady to which this book may belong. You know, she may be in there, or maybe she's somebody else. We don't know. She can be whoever you want her to be. And inside here, I made some writing lines. I just drew those with a ruler and put a sticker at the top. And then here is an old prescription, medical prescription. And let's see what they were getting. Looks like leaderly or cedarly. 8 a day, before 2 before meals, and 6 before bed or something. Hexahets, 9 a day. Don't even know what that is. Very interesting, though. And here, this is from, I believe that's from Flowers, Victorian Flowers. Yes. So just some fun things that you can layer up. Contrasting colors work well. The border, white works well. If you don't want the border, you can just cut it closer, or you can ink it up. Some options there. Fun things to play with. And we love our things to play with, don't we? We can get lost in the papers for hours. Here comes the Irish accent. I'm so sorry, all Irish people going forward. But there's a lot of fun to be had for you, and you don't have to be good at it. Just remember that. You just have to have fun. That's your first order of business, if we can say that. Oh, kitty corner, juxtaposed, you use the word you want, a little L-shaped corner tuck so that you can put something kind of cool. And I found this handwritten letter in a fiction book, and I thought it was really pretty, so I crumpled it all up, and then I ran some ink around it, around the edges, and threw some of the crumples, like I crumpled it like that, and then ran the ink over it, and then straightened it out as if it had been well read and well sought after, and then it was easily placeable here. And that's a kind of a cool way to store little precious items as well. And it leaves all the writing space in the back for you if you want to keep that there. Oh, yeah, here's a bridge design. This is from the Christmas 2021. I keep bringing it to you. Let me come. I come to you. Whoa, that's a little close. It's got a super zoom on here. I scared myself. All right, and it can, you can, like, lay it right across the spine and in the fold, and it's fine. If you tuck it in there, and I took a ruler, and when I was gluing it down, I went tap, tap, tap to make sure that that got nice in the crease. And then once it was all glued, I folded it and let it pick its happy place. And then I ran around with a Stabilo pencil and just wet it and smeared the black. And that gives it a bit of a frame. And then I just did some generalized stamping on the sides just to give it an extra frame. Just fun little things that you can do in a journal. So those were all the ideas. So I hope you enjoyed that. And again, we have Victorian Flowers and World Travel Germany and Wintry Wildlife and Red Antique. Was that 5? I think that was 5. So lots of fun to pick from. And, oh, you're back. Sunny, you want to say a few words? Do you have any public service announcements?
I think I found my man cave. Yes. Yes, it is in the pillowcase. Don't tell Mom.
Okay. I think she's going to remove the pillow and the pillowcase because now she's concerned. You know, when Mom is concerned, you know, all my toys go away. So if Mom is concerned, I understand, Mom. I'm going to go enjoy my pillow man cave now until you take it away, which is going to be in microseconds. Okay. Yes, I'm going to get you your regular little doggy bed back over there. We don't want any snuffication. All right. I hope you guys are all having fun out there. You know, come on over. These are available in my Etsy shop if you're interested.
I try to design these so that they're easy to cut out for you, so you don't have to spend hours fussy cutting things. But and they're all different themes, so hopefully you can find something you like. And thank you very much for your support and your encouragement. We truly appreciate it here at the Paper Outpost. And you know this part if you've been around a while, but for those who are new, my videos come out Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. My podcasts come out Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I have a free monthly emailed newsletter. If you haven't signed up for that, make sure you do, because you get a free digital image emailed to you every month, along with a note from the bookmaker, a checklist of supplies, updates from me, a peek at the new DigiKits coming out, and a junk journal tip. So I have a Facebook group. Come on and join the Facebook group. We're having so much fun over there doing weekly and monthly challenges and just seeing what you guys make from these videos. And I have an awesome set of moderators and administrator to help organize it. And it's really being a nice, happy, fun, relaxing place for everybody. Hope you enjoy it. And let's see. You can find me on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And all my links are located in the drop-down description box below the videos. And if you find value here, please like, subscribe, and share, and click the bell. And remember, most importantly, that fun can be simple. It's only paper. And create with reckless abandon, everybody. Go have some fun. Take care, everyone. Till next time. Bye-bye.